The Keystone State has a new law giving crime victims and their families the opportunity to silence prison inmates in public. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the bill signing ceremony took place near where a Philadelphia police officer was killed.
After years of appeals, Mumia Abu-Jamal is still behind bars, but serving a life sentence for killing Philadelphia police officer Daniel Faulkner. Though no longer on death row, Abu-Jamal sparked outrage by giving a college commencement speech this month that was recorded from prison. The legislation introduced by State Representative Mike Verb gives victims, their families, and even prosecutors the right to file civil action to stop a convicted criminal from giving public addresses that inflict mental anguish. Governor Tom Corbett says Faulkner's widow Maureen has been taunted by, in his words, the obscene celebrity that her husband's killer has achieved from behind bars.
With books, radio commentaries, and most recently a commencement speech, this unrepentant cop killer has tested the limits of decency. While gullible activists and celebrities have continued to feed this killer's ego at the expense of his victims.
Pam Africa, best known for her role in the group MOVE, led a group of protesters wearing an orange prison jumpsuit, proclaiming Abu-Jamal is innocent.
I don't care what they come with, the Army, the Navy, the Marines. They can come with the president if they want. They're not stopping our right to speak, and we're not going to allow them to stop Mumia's right to speak and other people inside that prison.
Maureen Faulkner spoke out at the bill signing, saying it's painful each time Abu-Jamal makes the news.
He took my husband's voice many years ago when he put a bullet between his eyes.
Critics of the law say it violates the First Amendment and is ripe for a constitutional challenge. Representative Verb says that's not the case.
We specifically drafted this bill with a broad spectrum to simply have a judge review the facts, review the evidence. We did not put any obligations onto the court other than honoring the standing of the Attorney General, the district attorney, or the victim in this case if they filed a civil action.
I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.